From Tidbits on October 22nd, 2007, this is the audio version of It's Official! Leopard Ships on October 26th, 2007, written by Joe Kissel and Glenn Fleischman. As Adam and numerous other Mac pundits speculated last week, Apple has announced that it will indeed ship macOS 10.5 Leopard on Friday, October 26th, 2007. The online Apple Store now accepts Leopard pre-orders with an estimated delivery date of October 26th. As was the case with the Tiger and Panther releases, Leopard will go on sale at Apple Stores at 6 p.m. local time. The cost will be, as usual, $129 for a single-user license or $199 for a 5-user family pack, although lower prices are available from resellers like Amazon.com and Small Dog Electronics. Some Macs that are delivered on or after October 26th will either have Leopard installed or include a Leopard installer disk, Apple said. Anyone who purchased a new Mac on or after October 1st, 2007 is eligible for the Mac OS Up-to-Date package, which provides a copy of Leopard for a shipping and handling fee of $9.95. For those of us with older machines, Leopard requires a Mac with at least an 867 MHz PowerPC G4 or any PowerPC G5 or Intel processor and at least 512 MB of RAM, but we always recommend more RAM than that. In a briefing with Apple, Glenn clarified the policies around how the boot camp beta for Tiger will continue to work after Leopard is released. Brian Krall, Apple's Senior Director of macOS 10 Product Marketing, said there's a distinction between the boot camp assistant, the software that sets up an appropriate partition and handles the Windows operating system installation, and the partition that's been created with that software. The Bootcamp Assistant beta release for Tiger will stop working after December 31st, 2007, Kroll said. However, any partition created with the beta will continue to work indefinitely, and those partitions can be managed by Leopard's Bootcamp Assistant software. Apple also announced the macOS 10.5 server Leopard server will go on sale on October 26th as well, at the same time as the desktop version of the operating system. As with previous versions, a 10 client edition of Leopard server costs $499, and an unlimited client version costs $999. Those who purchased a qualifying XServ after October 1st, 2007 are eligible for the $9.95 macOS up-to-date package. That's $9.95. Leopard server has the same processor requirements as the desktop version, but also requires at least 1 GB of RAM and 20 GB of free disk space. This is the first release of macOS 10 that's not available in any form on CD, as all consumer-class computers that are capable of running Leopard also have at least a combo drive, that's DVD reading plus CD writing. Some XServ models can run macOS 10 Server 10.5, but have only a CD-ROM drive. For such machines, you can perform a network installation using another computer running Leopard Server, or put the computer into target disk mode and install Leopard Server from another computer that has a DVD reader. Joe has already put these system requirements into his Take Control of Upgrading to Leopard Early Bird Edition ebook, which you can purchase now to start preparing for your upgrade to Leopard. Early Bird buyers get a free upgrade on October 26th to the full release edition of the book. Glenn's Take Control of Sharing Files in Leopard will come on the heels of the release. You can pre-order it and 3 other Take Control for titles for Leopard now. That's Users and Accounts, Customizing, and Fonts, where you can pre-order all 5 at a discount. To make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at www.tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and I'm looking forward to Leopard.